Nolte, blacklisting propagandist Stephen Colbert claims Democrat James Tallarico interview blocked by Trump. By John Nolte on February 17, 2026. Basement raided, soon-to-be unemployed blacklister and propagandist Stephen Colbert took to the publicly owned airwaves Monday to cry baby over far-left CBS News killing his interview with Representative James Tallarico, DTX. Tallarico is currently running for the U.S. Senate in Texas. The Democrat primary is next month. Now, before we go any further, allow me to point out the only facts that matter in this case. Stephen Colbert benefits greatly from his access to the publicly owned airwaves, which are leased to CBS affiliates for free. Nevertheless, for the last 10 years, CBS and Colbert have abused this privilege by turning a full hour of the late show's broadcast time into Colbert's personal, left-wing super PAC. Year after year, for a decade, Colbert has handed untold billions worth of broadcast time over to Democrats and their fascist causes. This is a clear and blatant violation of the FCC's equal time rule, which requires that all broadcast venues, radio and TV, give equal time to all legally qualified candidates running for the same public office. Exceptions were added in 1959. Legitimate newscasts, legitimate news interviews, legitimate documentaries, and the legitimate real-time coverage of ongoing events like a debate or a political convention. There is no exception for smarmy, smug-ass dickheads named Stephen Colbert. In other words, if Colbert wants to be paid millions of dollars to lose CBS $40 million per year, he must give equal time to legally qualified candidates running for the same office. So, if he's going to host Tallarico, he must also host all of Tallarico's qualified opponents for the Texas U.S. Senate seat. This includes Democrats Representative Jasmine Crockett and businessman Ahmad Hassan, both of whom are on the ballot. It would also include the Republicans running for the seat, including the incumbent John Cornyn. That's the law, and it is long past time to enforce this law. It is obscene that the Democrat Party enjoys hours and hours of free advertising on our airwaves every single day. The View, Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. This has gone on for decades and must stop. Naturally, the insufferable Colbert believes he is special. Here's his tantrum from Monday night. You know who is not one of my guests tonight? That's Texas State Representative James Tallarico. He was supposed to be here, but we were told in no uncertain terms by our network's lawyers, who called us directly, that we could not have him on the broadcast. Then I was told, in some uncertain terms, that not only could I not have him on, I could not mention not having him on. And because my network clearly doesn't want us to talk about this, let's talk about this. So, you might have heard of this thing called the Equal Time Rule. It's an old FCC rule that applies only to radio and broadcast television, not cable or streaming, that says if a show has a candidate on during an election, they have to have all that candidate's opponents on as well. There has long been an exception for this rule, especially for talk show interviews with politicians. But on January 21st of this year, a letter was released by FCC chairman and smug bowling pin Brendan Carr. In this letter, Carr said he was thinking about dropping the exception for talk shows because he said some of them were motivated by partisan purposes. Well, sir, you're chairman of the FCC. So, FCC you, because I think you are motivated by partisan purposes yourself, sir. Colbert then played a clip of Carr saying, if Kimmel or Colbert want to continue to do their programming and they don't want to have to comply with this requirement, then they can go to a cable channel or a podcast or a streaming service and that's fine. Great idea, man whose job is to regulate broadcast TV, suggest everyone just leave broadcast TV. Donald Trump's administration wants to silence anyone who says anything bad about Trump on TV. So, I am going to interview James Tallarico tonight, but it's not going to be on The Late Show. It's going to be on The Late Show's YouTube page. Please note that Colbert blatantly lied to his audience about Trump wanting to silence criticism. No, the Trump administration merely wants all candidates, Democrat and Republican, to be given equal time on the publicly owned airwaves. Tallarico can trash Trump all he wants. The truth is this. It is the fascist Colbert who is blacklisting dissenting voices, GOP voices. So, why not invite Tallarico's Democrat and GOP opponents onto The Late Show? I'll tell you why. Colbert is so spoiled, bubbled, and arrogant that Brent he believes he's the good guy for blacklisting Republicans. He also believes he's above FCC rules and the idea of simple civic fairness. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.